Why do the Republicans want a politician's republic? It's certainly not to improve the governance of this country. The first movement was to establish a white racist republic. That was in the 19th century. The second, in the earlier part of the 20th century, was to establish a Soviet or People's Republic along Eastern European lines. The third Republican movement, established in the 90s, was merely to get rid of our oldest institution, the Australian Crown, and through parallel organisations to shred our Australian flag. Knowing this purpose would hardly wash with the Australian people, they realised that they had to develop reasons to justify such a move. First, they said it was inevitable, but then people asked, what's the hurry? Then they said it would make us independent, but people pointed out to the situation in Canada, which was certainly a major NATO, NAFTA and G8 power and fully independent and a constitutional monarchy. Then a flock of Republican celebrities came out saying a republic would reduce unemployment, end the recession, liberate artists, increase immigration, allow the Irish editor of the Sydney Morning Herald to become an Australian, and stop confusion in the Argentinian and French governments, and stop confusing the Indonesian dictator. We were waiting for them to say it would cure the common cold. Realising nobody was going to believe this rubbish, they hit upon a diplomatic term, so obscure it wasn't even in the Macquarie Dictionary. This was that we had to have an Australian as head of state. But whenever she travels overseas, the government normally tells other countries and the United Nations that the Governor General is our head of state. There can be no doubt under international law that that's what she is. The ARM has just called for a politician's republic. They've called for a president to represent us in Rio de Janeiro at the 2016 Olympic Games. Are they arguing with a straight face that some tired old politician waving from the grandstands is going to deliver more gold medals for Australia? The point is that very few Australians are lying awake at night wondering who their head of state is. They never will. The Republicans have to explain why we should become a politician's republic, and it's certainly not to improve the governance of this country.